With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fighting between Israel and Hamas continued as 2023 gave way to 2024.
The new year really began in a grim fashion. It was just after midnight local time that we had not fireworks over Tel Aviv, but these rockets fired by Hamas towards southern Israel as well. Hamas said that was in response to the killing of civilians in Gaza. But overnight we saw Israeli strikes apparently killed nearly 50 people in Gaza City. Rescuers there were searching for survivors in the rubble. About 20 of those killed were taking shelter at the Al-Aqsa University, we understand.
The BBC's Yolanda Dell. Russia launched a record 90 drones over Ukraine during the early hours of the new year. Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling of the Russian border city of Belgorod killed more than two dozen people and wounded more than 100 others on Monday. Also at SRNnews.com, the world's second largest economy enters the new year, struggling to recover in the wake of the COVID pandemic.
A survey of factory managers in China shows manufacturing contracted in December, the latest sign the Chinese economy remains sluggish. The official Purchasing Managers Index fell to 49 last month in what officials view as evidence of weak demand. It was the third straight month of contraction. The PMI is on a 100-point scale, where 50 is the cutoff between expansion and contraction. The index has fallen in 8 of the past 9 months. Rich Thomason reporting.
And on Wall Street, the three major indexes ending 2023 with record gains and are hoping that positive trend continues in the new year. Wall Street is closed on this New Year's Day. Trading will resume on Tuesday. This is SRN News. China is going after Christian kids.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One powerful pro-abortion group changing its name, but nothing else. Officials with NARAL, Pro-Choice America, say their organization will now be called Reproductive Freedom for All. The organization also vowing to spend big money in the 2024 election cycle to try and put abortion supporters in office all across the country. This is SRN News. The Chief Justice of the United States expressing caution about the use of artificial intelligence in federal courts. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In his year-end report, Chief Justice John Roberts urged caution and humility as the evolving technology transforms how judges and lawyers go about their work. He said AI represents a mixed blessing for the legal field. Roberts predicted that human judges will be around for a while, but also that judicial work, particularly at the trial level, will be significantly affected by AI. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
New York's minimum wage workers have more than just a new year to celebrate. A pay bump kicked in on Monday. The minimum wage increased to $16 in New York City and some of its suburbs, up from $15 in the rest of the state. The new minimum wage is $15, up from $14.20. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.